Well, welcome back to Rising 365, a podcast committed to inspiring and supporting others to embrace the opportunity to rise with each new day. I know rising daily can be a challenge for many, because it has been for myself. And I hope that what you hear in these episodes will assist you in rising every day of the year. Well, I'm Mike Pena, and remember, I'm no professional, no doctor, counselor, or anything. I'm just a guy who struggled for so long to rise each new day. And I want to say Happy New Year, Happy 2025. We are beginning Season 2. And Season 1, you know, I spent some time using the little things that helped me. And I shared that with you in Season 1. But the main thing that has helped me is daily getting into God's Word. And that's what Season 2 is going to be about. We're going to be using God's Word to help us rise each new day. Yes, there will still be episodes where I share special things that I find that are helping me that can help you. And this season is also going to be extra special because we're going to have others sharing what helps them rise each new day. So let's get started. We are going to start the beginning of the Bible in Genesis 1, the first book of the Bible. And we will be in Genesis 1, chapter 1. You know, before we dive into it, I'm not going to read the whole chapter to you each and every time. I'm just going to share with you what jumped out to me when I read and read chapters of the Bible. There's always something to take from it. And if you're new to Bible reading, my encouragement to you is to go find a translation that you are comfortable with reading. If you have a smartphone or a tablet or your computer, you can go to Bible Gateway and you can search many translations. Some are more difficult to understand because they're using like old English. Some expound on it. They capture the emotion and they use extra words. But find a translation that you're comfortable with. I'm using an ESV, English Standard Version. And the reason I'm using that one because it's just a simple read for anybody to enjoy. So in Genesis chapter 1, what do we see here? We see the creation of the world. In season 2, episode 1, that's why it's titled, There's Always a Beginning. We have a beginning. Where you struggled to rise had a beginning. And as we begin to journey through Genesis chapter 1, we see God and Him being the creator of all that we see, from the birds to the grass to the sky, the things swimming and the things in the sky. God created it. And when you unpack this, and I encourage you to dive deep into it, get yourself some commentaries, use Blue Letter Bible online, and see what these words mean. You know, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, it says, darkness. God saw that there was darkness over the face of the deep. And that darkness, when it's translated into the Greek and into the Hebrew, also means chaos. So God saw that there was chaos, there was disorder into the world. And we have a God here in Genesis chapter 1 that we see doesn't want chaos, doesn't want disorder, but is a God of order. And He's a God of creation. And He's a God of goodness. God doesn't want darkness in our life. That's why it says in verse 4 that He brought light into the world. Is darkness needed? Yes, because darkness is when we go to sleep and when we rest and our bodies can be renewed. Darkness is when the sun has and the plants out there that God created soak up all the energy from the sun and they use that in the nighttime, in the darkness of the day, to grow. So we need darkness. But the darkness we see here is sin. When we see the word darkness in the Bible, it is referring to sin. So from season one, I shared with you, my family and I are full-time missionaries with a ministry called Child Evangelism Fellowship. And when we define sin to those we are teaching and sharing the gospel with, we define it in this way, that sin is anything that we think, say, and do that displeases God. They are the rules we break. They are the lies we tell. They are the mean thoughts we think. They are the actions that we do to harm others, to harm ourselves. These are the things that sin, if we created a movie about it or wrote a book, we would be so embarrassed if anybody ever read that book or saw that movie. That is what God is seeing here. There was darkness, there was no light, so he brought light into the world. That is a struggle for us. We have a darkness in our life, and maybe that is where you're getting tripped up on when it comes to rising each new day, because there's a darkness in your life and you've never allowed God to shine his light of love into your life. Maybe today, beginning of 2025, the 1st of January, you finally say to God, I know that I do sin and I have this darkness in my life and I'm so tired of it because I regret it each and every time I partake in this darkness, into this sin. And when a new day comes, I don't want to rise because I know I'm going to continue in this perpetual action of sin, of these dark things that I do. Will you, God, will you, Jesus, forgive me of those things and shine your light into us? You know, and that's where God is here. And we see that all that God does here, that he creates, he ends it with saying that it was good. We see here that all that God does is good. His intention for our lives is good. It's not chaos. It's not darkness. It's not sin. But it is goodness and only goodness. Everything he created through chapter 1, he created for us to experience. He didn't want it just to be something him to look upon for himself. He wanted to create in us a longing to love his creation. So God then creates man and woman. And he says, I will provide for you everything. So at the beginning, right here in Genesis 1, we see that God made everything and it was good. And then God gave man and female everything that they needed. Everything for their life. All the food they could ever want, he gave it to them. We wanted for nothing. And it closes with this. And God saw everything he had made, and behold, it was very good. That was the intention of this world, for us to experience everything that he had done, and that it is very good. That's where the encouragement for you who opens up the Bible, and maybe many of you, that's a goal in the Christian world. If you meet someone who's religious, and especially if they follow after Jesus, their goal, it seems like when it comes to January 1, that they want to read the whole Bible. And that's a great goal, and I've had that goal myself. And it's so beautiful how God captures the opening chapter. Genesis chapter 1, he saw darkness, but he provided light, so darkness no longer had to be. He saw disorder and chaos, and God brought order into the chaos. He brought purpose and reason. He created, and what he created was good, and then he wanted a relationship with individuals, free will thinking individuals, to experience the goodness of the things that he had made. And he told them that I am providing everything you could ever want and need. And everything that I'm giving to you, where you live, is very good. That is the first chapter, the first 6 days of God's creation. Everything was good and very good. And I hope that what you see here in this chapter, if you're struggling to rise each new day, like I mentioned before, maybe it's because you're still living in the darkness and you need light. Maybe when you think about your life, it's out of order and there's chaos in it. God wants to bring order into that chaos. When you look out your window of your home or your apartment, wherever you live, He wants you to know that everything that out there is intended for good, and He's providing everything you need, and everything He provides for you is very good. This should be reassuring and comforting. And I hope it is. The beginning of the Bible, and it's Genesis 1. There was always a beginning. And in that beginning, it was very good. And we can live in that now when we allow God to do His thing, when we allow Him to create in us what He intended at the very, very beginning, and that is a life full of goodness and love and order and light. Well, thank you for tuning in to the first episode of season 2. I hope each episode this year and from season 1 brings you inspiration to embrace every new day. To support this podcast, consider booking me as a speaker for your next conference, school assembly, youth event, Bible study, or any special occasion where I can share the message of Rising 365. To arrange this, simply send me a message or email at rising247365@gmail.com. Additionally, you can support by liking, sharing, and rating the podcast on your preferred listening platform. Join the Rising 365 Facebook community. And until we meet again, I'm Mike Pena, reminding you to rise and seize the gift of a new day. You are destined for this moment. Happy New Year, everybody.